Wonderful Words of Life is going to be the topic, the theme for today. But first we're going to talk about lawnmowers. It makes sense. Really it does. Peter Penguin wanted to fix Dad's lawnmower. Now, if you're a dad and you're sitting here, Maitland, I know my dad allowed me to play with a lot of things, but it first had to be really broken before he'd let me fix it. It had to be so broken that it wasn't going to get fixed. But Peter thought he could fix Dad's lawnmower. It wasn't running. So early one Saturday morning, he got up and he brought the lawnmower out of the garage and he put it in the driveway in the sun where he could see it. And he looked at it and said, "Well, we got to check. Does it have gas?" Well, he undid the gas cap and he looked inside and no gas. Well, that's a problem. If you want to run a lawnmower, you need, unless it's electric, right? Today we have a lot of electric stuff, but this was one of those old gas lawnmowers. No gas in it. Well, he needed to put gas in it, but he didn't have any gas. And then he saw Billy Badger across the road, and he said, "Hey, Billy, you want to help me fix the lawnmower?" And Billy said, "Sure." And Peter says, "Hey, Billy, bring some gas over." So Billy comes, and he brings a little can of gas, and they pour the gas in there, and very careful not to spill on the driveway. Very careful. And they did it so carefully. And they put the cap on, and they pulled, and it wouldn't start. Well, what else does a motor need? Spark. Maybe we ought to check the spark plug. Do you know how to check the spark plug? Do you know how to check a spark plug, Rose? Peter knows how to check a spark plug, and he took the plug off, and he put a little screwdriver there, and kept it just off the spark plug, and he said, "Okay, Billy, pull." And Billy pulled, and Peter went, "Woo!" Forgot to use an insulated screwdriver. That makes a difference these days. Electricity travels through a lot of things, and you can get a really good shock. And Billy and Peter both said, "There's probably a bit of a spark there." "Yeah," said Peter. "Okay, well, we'll leave the rest of the spark plug alone. It needs air. We've got to have air. Well, we got to take the air thingamajiggy apart." "Okay. Well, how did we do that?" "Well, there's a little nut on the top." "Okay. So we need a tool." "Yes. Well, Dad has vice grips." Peter waddles into the garage and brings out vice grips. And Billy says to Peter, "Are you sure you want to do that? You shouldn't use vice grips on a nut. You know, you ruin the nut." "Oh, proper tool. That's right." Peter runs back into Dad's garage, and he comes out with a toolbox and has all the different wrenches and ratchet heads in there, and they're trying the 6 millimeter, way too small, 8 millimeter, way too small, 12 millimeter, too big. Somewhere in between the 8 and the 12 is the missing 10. Paul, you work on machinery, right? Can you ever find your 10-millimeter ratchet or socket? Half the time, no. Well, in this case, no. Peter could not find that 10-millimeter socket, and they needed that for that bolt. The 12 just spun around. The 8 wouldn't go on. And they dug, and they dug through Dad's tools, and they couldn't find it. And they finally said, "Let's go ask Francine." So they went over to Francine's house, Francine the Fox, and they said, "Francine, do you have a 10-millimeter socket?" Francine says, "I don't know. I'll have to check Dad's tools." "Dad, do we have a 10-millimeter socket?" "What do you need a 10-millimeter socket for?" said Mr. Fox. "Well, Peter is fixing the lawnmower." "Okay. Here's a 10-millimeter. Bring it back." And so they went over to Peter's place, Peter Penguin's place, and they got there, and the 10-millimeter socket fit perfect. And they took the whole thingamajig apart, and they got to the filter, and it was dirty. Ah! So they hit it on a pole, and dust was everywhere, and there was like grass and junk all over it, and it was kind of, well, oily and stinky, and let's give it a good wash. So they washed it out, and they really squeezed it dry, and they put it back in, and they put the whole thingamajiggy together with the 10-millimeter nut on the top, and they tightened it down, and they had all the right tools. Are you ready? And they pulled, and they pulled, and they... No, it didn't do anything. Maybe we better clean the spark plug. We'll have to take that out. Okay, be careful. Nobody pull on this thing, said Peter, when I'm touching that spark plug. Nobody try playing with this. Very carefully he took off the wire, and, well, the 10 millimeter wasn't going to work. That didn't work at all. It was way too small. And the vice grips couldn't get around the spark plug either. Wow, let's go to Francine's place. Her dad has everything. So they ran over there. And Francine, Mr. Fox, do you have a spark plug remover? No, said Mr. Fox, I don't. But you know who does? Holly Hippo's dad. Holly Hippo, down the road, just a little further, I bet you her dad has a spark plug remover. I borrowed it from him once. So off the kids ran. Well, Peter waddled, right, as fast as he could over to Holly Hippo's place. And he said, Holly, can your dad give us the spark plug remover? And Holly said, I'll ask. And Mr. Hippo said, sure, you guys go ahead and use it, but you bring it back. So they grabbed the spark plug remover and they waddled back home as fast as they could, and they put it on the spark plug, and sure enough, it fit perfect. And then they put the ratchet on it. It was so hard, Peter couldn't get it out. Finally, they got Holly to go, because hippos are good at going. They are. They're very good at it. And poof, loose was that spark plug. And they got it out, and they took and they looked at it, and it was just gungy and black and dripping. And they said, well, that's not good. And they put it under the water, and they looked at it, and it still wasn't any cleaner. So they scraped it and scrubbed it and polished it until it was nice and silvery clean. And then they put it back, and they used the socket for the spark plug, the right tool, and they put that in just right. And very carefully, Peter put the wire back on and tightened that up. And he said, okay, this is going to do it. And they pulled once, and they pulled twice, and boom, everything was going, and there was smoke pouring out, and that was pretty exciting. Everybody jumped back because no one expected they could fix a lawnmower. Because kids sometimes have trouble fixing things, right? Even big kids sometimes. I've fixed a lot of clocks that never worked again. Sometimes we don't get it right, but Peter got it right. Peter fixed the lawnmower. But Peter had help. Peter had the right 10-millimeter socket. He had vice grips. He had the socket for the spark plug. Today in church, we're going to talk about tools. We want to do a right job. Sometimes we're called. God has prepared work for us to do. I know, like chores. You got chores at home? Chores? Yeah. Well, you know what? Adults have chores in life. Except they're pretty exciting things. Chores for adults are God's work that He has prepared for us. And we say, oh, I don't know how to do it. Because we don't have the right tools. Parents, and hopefully you guys, are going to be raised so that you have the right tools to do the job. one of the tools, and the focus of today is Scripture. And in part, if you want to, there's going to come a challenge at the end of today. And it is thanks to Thomas, your son. You challenged him to learn Scripture yesterday, or last week. And he sat there, and Thomas ran off Scripture verse, just like that. And I said, I wonder if I could do that. How many Scriptures do you know? A few. Do you know a few? Jesus Loves Me, This I Know is apparently not a Scripture. It's a song. But for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, John 3:16. You know, there's a few that we do know. There's a few that we do know. Rebecca is challenging you guys, your young people, our young Christian. You can't call you kids. You're members, young Christian people. You give your life to Christ. Challenging you to learn Scripture verses. That's pretty cool. Those are tools that God's going to use in your life every day. What about us? What about us? Well, that was the whole sermon, actually. So we'll fill in the rest of the time while you guys go downstairs and have a wonderful time. We'll think of something to talk about, I'm sure.